All right, let's get this party started. Thank you all for jumping in. I know we got people in from all over the country, all over Canada. I want to thank you guys again. Today is our annual boot camp. We do this the second Sunday of every January, every year. This is such a big deal, and it grows and grows every year. People want to participate in it because there's so much great information. My name is Oren Solomon. I'm a senior vice president with ACN. I've been with ACN for 30 years. And today is going to be like no other day. So before we start with our speakers, I just want to give you guys a simple message. I highly recommend you grab a pen and pad. What I'm going to share with you, I learned approximately 20 years ago. And it's made a tremendous difference in my business. It's helped me grow a business of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And if you can get this little thing that I'm going to kick this off with and apply it to your everyday business, you will be a better leader. You will create more leaders. You will find other leaders. You'll create a huge following with your team. So these are the 12 undeniable human needs, because we are in the people business. Our business, yeah, we do telecom, we do energy, we do all these other services, but our business is people. And when you understand people and you give them these needs, it makes you attractive in the marketplace. It makes you a difference maker in the marketplace. So these are 12 undeniable human needs. Number one. So the first thing they say is people will do anything for someone who, the first thing is, eases their pain. Eases their pain. Tony Robbins says people are motivated more by their desire to seek pleasure or their desire to avoid pain. We have to be problem solvers, guys. And many people out here are hurting today. They're in despair. They're not making enough money. There's too much month left at the end of the money. Their bills are high. Gas prices are high. Food prices are high. Inflation is high. So we have to be able to ease their pain. So that's the first undeniable human need. Again, people will do anything for someone who can do these things. So the first one is ease their pain. Secondly, encourage their dreams. You must be able to encourage their dreams. Look, they don't get this all the time from their family members, close friends. You want to speak limitless opportunities into people. Encourage them. Say things like, I believe in you. You can do this. All right, we got to be encouragers of their dreams. The third undeniable human need, the third thing that people will do anything for someone who does this thing, is validate their thoughts, concerns, and feelings. Write that down. Validate their thoughts, concerns, and feelings. Never say to someone, you're wrong. People need to be right. Let them be right, you be rich. Meet them where they are. Very, very, very important. And not everybody's going to have the same mindset going into ACN in the beginning. So you got to know, you have to be able to use feel, felt, found. I know how you feel. I felt the same way. Here's what I found out. So you must be able to validate their thoughts, concerns, and feelings. Number four thing. These are undeniable human needs. People will do anything for someone who engages and captures their attention. Very, very important. Number four, engages and captures their attention. The mind must be engaged in something. Music, hobbies, working out. We must be engaged. This is why, you know, some groups, like we have a texting device service. We want to keep people engaged with all the things that are going on. We have a, you know, your team has a website. You want to keep people engaged, you know, services, just whatever it takes to keep people. We have mojo calls that we do. So whatever it takes to keep people locked in long enough so that they will get what it is that we have here at ACN. It is incredible. The number five thing, these are 12 undeniable needs, and people will do anything for someone who will make them feel loved. This is so important, guys. Everyone needs love. This is a basic human need. I mean, think about it. What would you do for your kids? You would do anything to help your kids. And it should be the same thing about your team, your people. They got to know that you care about their family and friends. We had so many live events yesterday. We had one in Maryland, and I saw a couple that I hadn't seen in a long time. And when I met them, they had a kid that was in junior high school. And now we got together, and he's in high school. He's a big-time track star. You can see the pride in their face talking about it. I was so excited to talk to them and hear the stories. So you got to make people feel loved, guys. Number six, you must make people feel needed and significant. Really important. Must make people feel that what they do matters. People need to feel significant. They need to feel like they're contributing, like they're helping, like they are unique. All right. You want to say things like, you are a great leader. The planet needs more people like you. All right. These are just, again, 12 undeniable human needs. Let's go to number seven. You got to be able to give them a sense of hope. Give them a sense of hope. We must fill that human need. People need to know that there is something out there to look forward to, whether it's vacation or a car or a house or maybe free service, free gas, free electricity, maybe becoming debt free. You got to be able to give them hope. And we give hope an opportunity. We sell hope with ACN, and we sell opportunity. Number eight. All right. These are people will do anything for someone who makes them feel that they are contributing and leaving a legacy. I'm going to say it again. Makes them feel that they are contributing and leaving a legacy. We must make people feel that they are contributing and doing something greater than themselves. Don't we talk about that all the time with ACN? Make people feel that what they do matters. All right. They will win. They will do whatever it takes to win. So that's number eight. Number nine. This is a great one here. Tell them secrets. People like secrets. How many of y'all like secrets? But good secrets, right? People will do anything for someone who would tell them secrets. Now, this training today, we're going to tell you some secrets. We don't cover this in the regular Saturday training event. All right. We don't cover this stuff in Saturday. Right. So we're going to go through things, you know, like, let me kind of give you an example. People like to know that they have information that other people don't have. They love to know that. All right. And I'm going to tell you a quick secret right now. I'm going to give you a secret. So in 1998, ACN's blowing and going, doing extremely well. We were ranked in the Inc. 500, one of the fastest growing companies in the world. And we had partnered with a company who bought our long distance carrier. And what we found out was we were acquiring customers with this company, but they weren't giving us credit for it. So we had people signing up all these customers, and they were basically stealing our customers. And the IBOs were complaining, and the owners got together and they got all the RVPs together. We didn't have SVP position back then, all RVPs. And they said, look, we know we're going through a tough time right now. Give us some time to figure this thing out. Eventually, we became our own phone company and fixed it. But they said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to lock you in for 3 years. Unheard of. This is the type of company you have. We're going to lock you in at your position for 3 years and, you know, build your business. But after the 3 years is up and we fix this thing, we don't want to hear any excuses. We don't want to hear anything. Now, here's the deal. Some people took advantage of that. Some people said, you know what? Thank you. I'm grateful. I had three kids in diapers at the time, so it was perfect for me. So I worked the business. I worked where I needed to work. And then other people got lazy, and they got on the welfare system, and they did absolutely nothing. And after the 3 years was up, they were begging, hey, could you keep? And they were like, no, we told you. But those of us who worked and were grateful and had gratitude in our hearts, we had a 15-year run that was incredible. We made incredible income from this particular company. But I just wanted to share with you that story to let you know the type of people that we are in business with. They care about people. And that was a secret. They didn't want to tell anybody. So I'm telling you that now. I can tell you that 25 years later. All right. The next one, just a few more left. You want to give them a sense of power. Make them feel like they are in control. Empower them, all right, because they are, all right? You know, I like to make statements like, you know, this may or may not be for you. I kind of take it away. You know, this, you're making the decision here. Empower folks. Very, very, very important. I'm talking about 12 undeniable human needs that we have to fill in the marketplace. Number 11, offer a scapegoat. What does that mean? Meaning it's not your fault. Put the responsibility on someone else or something else. Now, there are a lot of times when it is their fault, but you don't want to make them feel bad. All right. You want to win them over. You don't want to win over them. Does that make sense? All right. It's not your fault. Let me read it. Don't point the finger, right? Don't make them feel bad. Let me kind of give you an example. Let's say you got a new IBO in the business and you know what they got to do. They got to put together a list. They got to schedule a grand opening. They got to invite a whole bunch of people and you're going to present to them. Well, let's just say this IBO isn't that coachable. I'm sure that's happened to many of you here on the Zoom. And they invited only two or three people to their Zoom. And you asked them, you said, hey, you got a lot more people on your list here. Why only got a few people? And they were like, well, I talked to everybody. And you know they didn't talk to everybody. And you schedule the Zoom meeting and maybe one person shows up or nobody shows up. And it doesn't go well. Now, at that point, don't make them feel bad. All right, just say, hey, look, let's just try it this way this time around. But offer a scapegoat. I'm telling you, it goes a long way. They know that they didn't follow your instruction, but don't make them feel bad. And the last thing, that people will do anything for someone who calms their fears and doubts. People will do anything for someone who calms their fears and doubts, meaning it's going to be okay. I got you. That's the best thing you can say to someone. I got you. We got you. We are going to make it work. Don't worry about it. I got you. So I just wanted to